Sim.
I wish to express our sincerest apologies for having interrupted the proceedings. We in this committee, and of course joined by our comrades from the portfolio, committee, we take our work seriously, obviously. And our main concern is to ensure that public money is used as cost effective as possible and or as it should. And that is why whoever appears before us wants accountability for every penny that is under their watch. We have always reprimanded departments that come here with large delegations. And in our letters, we make it clear that we only want people who will be relevant to the proceedings. But in this particular instance, I made the exception when the acting CEO phoned me, because I felt it would be important that all commissioners be exposed to the extent by which we are concerned and we take seriously the work that they do. And usually when we have hearings from 9 o'clock, we do not have a break until 1 o'clock or 1:30, 2 o'clock or 2:45, because we want to get to the bottom of the issues. And I'm sure that even within this state, because we're in a state, you would have noticed that our members are not the stereotyped MPs or politicians who don't read documents. We read very, very thoroughly. And that's why we take long, because we have so much knowledge. And therefore, that to stop the hearing midstream is not something that comes ordinarily. It's very exceptional for that to happen. And it arises because members would have had certain concerns that they believe that they require us to caucus amongst ourselves. And it is a sign that members are not happy with. Happy with the responses they are getting, or they are not happy with the direction that we're taking. And that unfortunately was the case. And a unanimous perspective of the members. And therefore, we have the following to put across. One, it is that we are not happy with the way we are engaging. We don't think that the orientation and the attitude would assist us to achieve what we seek to achieve by this kind of engagement. And we therefore feel that it will not serve our purpose to continue with the hearing. So we're going to stop it. Not only on that basis, but most importantly, because the other important role players who should be supporting and guiding and overseeing the commission are not here. We're only talking to officials. The people who should bear the ultimate political responsibility are not here. And some of the interventions that must come from outside the commission itself to assist it out of where it is are not here, and we're not sure if we'll be able to get maximum benefit out of this exercise. We're referring here to the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development, who we had invited. We're talking here to the Speaker's office in the National Assembly. We're referring to the Department of Women, on Women, Youth, Children and People with Disabilities, to whom this department has a responsibility for the commission. We are talking here of the president and also national treasurer. We feel that these role players, as we interact, we realize that their absence has a very significant bearing on what we might achieve out of this exercise. So we feel therefore that we need to propose and get these various role players to come back with you so that we can engage. From one side, we want accountability for what has happened, as per this annual report that are in front of us, especially the financial side. But most important than that is to say, this having happened, how do we move forward? And for that, we'll not only take your words, but we also need to get a sense that the other role players that have a responsibility to the commission will also make a commitment to take up their responsibilities and assist the commission to move forward. But we're also very worried about the current state of the commission. We are convinced that it cannot be left as is, because the two reports that we're having are pointing to a very difficult situation. And if that situation is what is current, as responsible representatives of our people, we cannot leave it as is. And so we are going to communicate primarily with the presidency as well as the National Assembly that there is need for very quick, firm and direct intervention in the commission to make sure that it remains afloat and it is floating in the right direction so that it can be able to swim. We do not think that it is in the interest of the commission and what it is intended to do to say, go back, we'll call you again and leave it at that. Whether by the time we call you there would have been action, which we hope there should have been, we do not know. But from our side, we are going to write almost immediately to the Speaker's office and also to the President that we as a committee, having interacted with you today and having had a sense of some of the things that we've been reading in the newspapers, believe that there is need for immediate and resolute intervention to save this commission from drowning. It is a constitutional entity. It is funded with public funds, and we therefore cannot leave it just like that. So on that note, comrades and Deputy Auditor General, former chairperson, former CEO, acting chairperson, and acting CEO, and commissioner, we would want to bring our engagement to this abrupt end. And we will, from our side, very soon, seek to have another engagement. From our side, we want accountability for what has happened in the past, and to say how do we move forward. But the broader issues around the fulfillment of the mandate, the strategic plans and stuff, I'm sure that the portfolio committee will be able to take care of that. We thank you very much for your time. Thank you.